And now another example of political turmoil, in this case stirred up by Mitt Romney's comment this week on the state of the very poor in America. It revealed what seems to be his own profound detachment from the reality of poverty in America. Do you believe Mitt Romney is detached from what he's talking about here?
I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs repair, I'll fix it. I'm not concerned about the very rich. They're doing just fine. I'm concerned about the very heart of America, the 90-95% of Americans who right now are struggling, and I'll continue to take that message across the nation.
Many of you called in with first-person accounts of your encounters with this so-called safety net. A number of voices from the hard-hit state of Michigan.
Hi, this is Sarah from Detroit. When my husband was on short-term disability medical leave, we needed help from the state for food so that we could feed our 10-month-old child. They gave us the benefits, but once my husband went back to work while we were struggling to pay bills, they decided to take every dime that they gave us back.
Hi, this is Chris, White Lake, Michigan. In reference to the safety net for the poor, not understanding that statement, I am not poor. I am very fortunate, but I have friends and relatives that are. I work in southwest Detroit, just outside of the downtown area, and I see it every day. I'd like to see that safety net so I could try to sew some of the loops shut, because people are just falling through it constantly.
Sewing the loops of the safety net that people are falling through. Joining us, and also from Michigan, is Ron Robinson, an unemployed telephone technician and a single dad of 12-year-old twins. Welcome to the program, Ron. How would you attempt to sort of match Mitt Romney's statement that there's a repairable safety net for the poor and that he's not terribly concerned about the very poor with your own experience? What is your experience?
The safety net doesn't exist. I lost my job and tried to use the safety net. I was told that they couldn't help me unless I had an eviction notice. I got an eviction notice, and they told me they couldn't help me. Next thing you know, I was on the street. Went to a shelter, and the shelter I went to around Pembroke and Evergreen was the most horrible experience I'd ever seen. I mean, there were kids there that were abused daily. The workers there didn't even do anything about it. Got the heck out of there, and the only way we got out of the street was having to put it together myself. They'll give you benefits, and then I got my unemployment, and we went from $400 in food stamps to $110. I'm going to feed two kids and myself $110. I got unemployment. They took away medical benefits, and I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic. I got nothing.
Ron, it sounds like Mitt Romney thinks that your experience is the safety net, that's safety.
No, Mitt Romney doesn't have a clue. There are so many people stealing from the system and having no idea what the system is. It doesn't exist. And I don't know where he gets this story from, but it's not from reality, not mine.
Now, if you heard a political candidate, and of course, you know, under the Clinton administration, it was Bill Clinton who ended welfare as we know it in collaboration with Newt Gingrich. What would a politician say that would suggest to you they actually do have concern for the very poor? It's a tough one.
As far as I'm concerned, he'd have to get on his feet and come take a look. They need to talk to the people and find out what's going on. They're getting rid of the people in the offices. Everybody's dodging work. Even if you try to deal with unemployment, you can't get a human. You got to go sit in the office and wait all day or use an automated system, which, I'm sorry, is just too sadly lacking.
Well, Ron, thanks so much for sharing your experience, and good luck today. We've heard a lot of stories like yours since Mitt Romney made this remark. Joining us now is Karen from California, who called in. Listen to what she had to say.
I am disabled and have been for many, many years. I am now living on $854 a month. Yes, we get a Medi-Cal, covers no dental, no ophthalmology. It's denying most and all the drugs that my doctors recommend for me. Try living on $854 a month and talk to me about safety nets. Doesn't exist.
Karen on the line now. She doesn't want to use her last name. No safety net in your experience?
Well, yes, sir, there are safety nets, but they are so dysfunctional. It's unbelievable. And they're just in short order. And most all the safety nets are getting cut in California. You know, I do have HUD assisted housing, but they do not pay fair market value in California. So most people will not rent to HUD housing. So it's very substandard housing. Again, most people on $854.40 a month, that is SSI disability, are living outside in my community. There is health care, but it's very, very limited. Most doctors do not accept the medical care in California. It's called Medi-Cal, or now Partnerships in Health. It does not cover dental, as I said, and it also does not cover any eyeglasses.
Those are tough situations to deal with, Karen. Let me give you a challenging question, though. Some might say that poverty is not a pleasant experience, that being very poor by definition is not going to be pleasant in any way, and that maybe what Mitt Romney is talking about is that the safety net allows you to survive. The rest, you're on your own.
Survive without roof over your head and without adequate food. I'm hard pressed to call that surviving in our day and age and in this country. There are so many people that are living without that roof. It's unbelievable that this is, yes, it's hard, but it shouldn't be this hard. And to say that there are safety nets in place, again, the man that said that, you know, it needs to be repaired. There's so many holes. People are just falling through.
Well, Karen, thanks so much for sharing your story. It's really compelling to hear your analysis contrasted with that of a presidential candidate. Karen from California, you can keep calling as well, 877-8-MY-TICK. We'll have a couple more views on this political turmoil when we come back. More views of the experience of poverty in America contrasted with those much publicized remarks of GOP candidate Mitt Romney, where he said in a CNN interview, "I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there," he said. "If it needs repair, I'll fix it." But a number of you called in with your own assessment of the so-called safety net.
This is Jeff in Nashville. This is the first time in my life that I'm 56. This is the first time in my life I've ever been jobless and homeless. And it's hard to find help. Food stamps help tremendously, but that's about the only thing. I don't qualify for, you know, assisted housing. And needless to say, Mitt just lost my vote if he ever had a chance of having it. Thanks, bye.
Cynicism or ignorance from a candidate eliciting some disheartening stories from our listeners. We wanted to get the perspective of journalist Alex Kotlowitz, who wrote one of the definitive books on the experience of poverty in our time, There Are No Children Here. He also wrote and produced the upcoming documentary on gang violence in Chicago, The Interrupters. Romney's seemingly incredulous statement, according to Alex, doesn't simply apply to a multimillionaire presidential candidate. Most Americans, he said, tend to act as though they are far removed from the experience of poverty.
I mean, what's striking to me, and I think for me the thing that's most dismaying about those comments, is just how disconnected most of us are from those who are really at the very bottom, or really along the margins. I mean, to be perfectly frank, the safety net has been shredded over the past 15 years. I mean, we disbanded welfare. Public housing across the country has been torn down.
And that was a Clinton thing, disbanding welfare, right?
Right. And it wasn't all necessarily a bad thing. But I think this notion that somehow, and, you know, we experienced this certainly a lot under the Reagan years, the idea that the very poor are somehow gaming the system, that they know how to sort of work the system and manage through it, is such a falsehood. There really isn't much to game anymore. Listening to Romney's comment yesterday just made me realize how disconnected most of us are from these communities.
Well, that's a great reaction because a lot of people have been piling on Mitt Romney for his lack of intelligence as a candidate. And we could certainly talk about that. But really, the issue here is that most people are close to being as disconnected as Romney seems to be from the very poor. That is the state for most Americans, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, first of all, to be fair to Romney, it's not as if other candidates, Republican or Democrat, have been talking about the very poor. It's not been a part of the public conversation. It wasn't a part of the public conversation in the last presidential campaign. And I do think there's this notion that out of sight, out of mind. And the irony in a place like Chicago, you know, they tore down public housing here. And I think when those high rises came down, there was this kind of notion that a squalor had gone out of fashion, and nothing could be further from the truth. And I'll just add that, you know, again, 20 years ago when I was working on There Are No Children Here, what drew me to write that book initially were these statistics that had come out that showed that one out of every five children in this country were growing up in poverty. And now 20 years later, the number is one out of four. It's only gotten worse, not better.
Talking with Alex Kotlowitz, author of There Are No Children Here and author and producer of a new documentary called The Interrupters on violence in Chicago. Let's talk about one other aspect of this Romney comment that probably is very familiar to the people you've worked with, even though it might be shocking to people in the media or middle class Americans, so-called. I'm in this race because I care about Americans, Romney said. But, of course, then he goes on to say, I'm not concerned about the very poor. How could you care about Americans and not be concerned about the very poor? Who are these Americans? Now, people in some of the neighborhoods of Chicago would say, yeah, I know who he's talking about. There's an America that's not me.
Right. And I can't help but think of, you know, Michael Harrington's title of his book, The Other America. I mean, this part of America that does feel kind of disowned by its very country. Listen, for me, the great American paradox is that despite the fact that we all feel part of this one community, we really don't have much to do with each other, and whether it's a lines of class or race. And so certainly when you talk about the very poor, they live in these very isolated communities. I mean, physically isolated and spiritually isolated as well. So it's really easy for the rest of us not to pay any attention to them, not to spend any time in these communities or come to think that everything is okay when in fact people are struggling. And people are struggling in really in very admirable ways. I mean, people in these communities have the same aspirations that the rest of us do. They want the best for their children.
You know, one other thing, and you sort of remind me of it. You know, when we talk about the social programs in America, we're not talking about programs for the very poor. We're talking about entitlements for elderly. We're talking about, you know, Social Security, which is for the working middle class. So in a sense, America long ago traded its sense of social safety net for the very poor for all kinds of social programs for people in the middle. That's the America Mitt Romney's talking about.
Right. I mean, what it says to me is we've got a lot of work to do when it comes to our social contract. And I think that this conversation that is taking place generally out there about the 1% and the rest of us really has to do with this notion of social contract. What's our responsibility to each other? And certainly Romney raises the question, what's our responsibility to those on the very bottom, those who are the most vulnerable?
Well, I'll tell you what his responsibility is. If it needs repair, I'll fix it. Do you have any confidence there?
At the moment, I don't. I don't because I don't know that he recognizes what, in fact, needs repairing and why it needs repairing.
And the scale of the problem itself.
Yeah.
Alex Kotlowitz, author of There Are No Children Here. He's also the producer of the new Frontline documentary, The Interrupters, spoke with us from Chicago. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, John.
I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs a repair, I'll fix it.
Thomas Fitz from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I am poor. I make $13 an hour and I got my own house and I'm barely scraping by. And I just want to say for a bunch of people out there that I know feel the same way, handouts don't fix anything. Fix the country, Mitt Romney, and the poor people will take care of ourselves.
What do you have to say about those comments from a presidential candidate on the very poor and Americans? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. It's a discussion that we've been having all week, and we want it to continue. You know how to reach us.